An estimated 100,000 Palestinians are attending the funerals of 8 people who were killed yesterday in an Israeli missile attack in the West Bank town of Nablus. Among the dead, 2 senior members of the radical Hamas movement and 2 children. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israel is on high alert for possible terrorist attacks after the bloodiest day in the West Bank and Gaza since a U.S.-sponsored ceasefire was supposed to take effect 7 weeks ago. 10 Palestinians died yesterday, 8 in the Israeli rocket attack in Nablus and 2 in Gaza. The United States sharply criticized Israel for the Nablus strike, calling it excessive and a new and dangerous escalation of violence. But Israeli government spokesman Ranan Gissin insists the Israeli attack was justified.
We cannot allow the Palestinians to continuously, you know, to attack us and kill our people without taking those measures that will stop them. And I can assure you that the fact that there hasn't been any major attack is due to this relentless effort to stop the terrorists in their bases before they're able to launch the attacks.
Palestinians throughout the West Bank and Gaza are furious, especially at the deaths of the 2 children. Palestinian Information Minister Yasser Abed Rabo called it a massacre. Analyst Ghassan Khatib says the attack has unified Palestinians in their desire to hit back at Israel.
This is only going to increase the feeling of hatred, the hostility, and the spirit of revenge among the Palestinians. So this is only a way to deepen further and widen the vicious circle of violence.
Hamas spokesman Ismail Abu Shanab says the organization will continue fighting Israel.
We have to pay this price of a struggle for freedom, for peace on our territories. This will not stop us from continuing our resistance, and we will continue this resistance up till the Israeli get convinced of withdrawal.
The impetus for the strike came from the Israeli defense establishment, not the prime minister, says Israeli military analyst Zev Schiff. He says that within days after the suicide bombing at a Tel Aviv disco that killed 22 people, Israeli intelligence discovered that Hamas leader Jamal Mansour, one of those killed yesterday, was responsible.
The military establishment is just waiting to knock out this group which was responsible for the bombing. The question why at this moment, I think this was sort of a ripeness.
Palestinians charge Israel with assassinating about 50 militants in the last 10 months. Schiff says what's different about this Israeli attack is that the targets were more senior Hamas officials. He also says an escalation is now likely.
Usually the situation is someone hits, then there's a response, and then a sharper response, and then someone is retaliating, and it goes on.
Palestinians say yesterday's Israeli attack shows the immediate need for international monitors to separate the two sides and stop what they call Israeli aggression. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.